it's not an inspiring decision, not inspiring in the sense that the way this gentleman or leader was installed in power or came to power is very controversial, considering that in 2005 the elections were contested or were disputed, and also there was bloodshed involving about 500 people, and that is very tragic. Until that history is erased, which has not been, it's very difficult to accept a person like that with bloodshed in his hands to come and officiate in Zimbabwe, given also the controversial history of the current regime.
But does this bring any economic benefit to Zimbabwe, the invitation of the Togolese president?
Hardly will it bring any investment, because first and foremost, investors also want inspiration from those who come and officiate. When they look at the history or the profile of the one who's opening and find that his hands are bloodstained, at least we, so it's alleged, you know, they are not inspired. They will know very well that it's a case of a dictator coming to rescue a fellow dictator, and their future, the future of their investments are not guaranteed. And that has been seen by way of, you know, the violations of these investment protection agreements. The government of Zimbabwe has violated them. So there is nothing that will change because Nasibe has come and officiated there.